Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team, every day. And we are brought to you by RockAuto.com. Chain stores have a different price tier for professional mechanics than do-it-yourselfers like you. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everyone and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest price possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds and hundreds of manufacturers. They come from every engine you need. They have brake parts. They have your motor oil and even new carpet, whether it's for your classic car or maybe your daily driver and you just kind of wear out all the pieces to your automobile. Just go to rockauto.com and look at the catalog. It's very easy to read. You can navigate it and you can quickly find any part you need for your car. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Speaking of all those parts you will ever need, let's talk a little bit today about the Astros trade deadline. It came, it went, and nothing happened. I guess they couldn't find the right parts for the price. And you know, this is a shortened season. And if you think about it, there's like a month left in the season, if that. I think the Astros just passed the halfway point a few days ago. So if you're going to go out there and trade like a Brandon Belak, who maybe has kind of struggled, but you've seen some promise, or maybe somebody like a Nolly Paredes or somebody like that, for a more veteran guy, you're going to really have to pay for that. And so the Astros decided to stand pat. I told you this was going to happen. There's nothing out there that the Astros could have gone out and got. I know the Padres went out and surprised everybody by going out and getting Mike Clevinger. I believe that Brett calls him the Sunshine Boy. But they got him from Indians. And they also, I believe the Padres also, no, the Mets actually got Robinson Chirinos, so that means that maybe he can come back to the Astros pretty soon. So anyway, but Maldonado is doing pretty good. But this is what Click had to say. We weren't going to make a move just to make a move. We're going to make a move if we thought it was going to help us put ourselves in a better position to win a World Series. And at the end of the day, I just couldn't line up something that we thought was reasonable for both sides, for the current team and the permanent franchise overall. I believe that he said that 60% of the conversation he had leading up to deadline was probably centered around pitching. You have to think that they're probably going out there. I don't think they could have got a Clevinger, but I've got a question. Would you really want Mike Clevinger coming to at the Astros? And for that matter, what about Trevor Bauer? Would you really go out there and trade? I know Trevor Bauer was kind of a topic last week, and we didn't really touch on it that much because we don't really like Trevor Bauer. Yes, he says some smart things sometimes, but then he goes and wears the stupid Astro shirts, and you're like, okay, yeah, boo. So basically, ultimately, this is what Click had to say. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we weren't able to line up anything, but I think that speaks to the bar of entry, the level of talent we have on our team right now. We weren't going to make a move, just make a move. We're in prime position to compete for a World Series. And the last thing we wanted to do is come up with something rash just to do something. There's value to adding this team, but parts of the benefit is having Davinsky, Peacock, Bregman, James, Verlander, hopefully as additions after the trade deadline. So basically, the Astros are satisfied with their youngins this year. Kyle Tucker has finally come into his own, and he's looking like all-star out there. Christian Javier is come on. I mean, he's a true rookie, and he's coming out, and he's had some bumps in the road, but you're going to have something with a young pitcher like that who throws hard. And Framber Valdez, I think he surprised everybody. So with Valdez and then Greinke's Turner, really, really good right now. And then Lance McCullers is bringing his ERA down. And then if you bring Justin Verlander back at some point, this team could be really good. I think that Valdez is the biggest reason why the Astros didn't go out and get a Mike Clevinger. Or I didn't really pay attention to who else got traded, but I did see that. I believe that Starlin Marte got traded or something, but I was busy yesterday, so that just didn't happen. But I'm fine with that. The Astros think that they have a good enough team to win. Sure, I agree with that too. Now, do they have the number one starter? Yeah, I think that's Zach Greinke. And do you have a number two starter? Right now, it would probably be Valdez in my eyes, but I think with the moxie and the guts or whatever, I would go with Lance McCullers. But there is something to said for if you're going to start a rotation in a three-game series, Justin Verlander's not ready. You could say maybe go Greinke, Valdez, just get a left-hander in the middle, and then McCullers. But if McCullers is on fire at that time, then yeah, he deserves the chance. So, and the team is still saying, and I keep on telling Brett, I don't see it, but they're still saying that that Verlander could be coming back at some point this year. And Verlander and Baker actually talked to Verlander. Said he's still throwing 20 to 25 pitches and he feels good. There's no timetable on his possible return. In other words, they don't know. But some good news is the Alex Bregman and Josh James are back in Houston. And Bregman may be ready to go on a road trip with the Astros in hopes of being activated off the IL. Because imagine you're Dusty Baker and all the drama that's happened over this weekend with the Astros game being canceled. Then you had the doubleheader. Then you had that symbolic moment on Friday night. And then you had all this. And then here's Alex Bregman at Corpus Christi like, yo, Skip, I'm ready. Let's go. Bring me back. I'm running. I'm hitting. Come on. Bring me back. Bring me back. I'm ready. Ready. So you know somebody like Alex Bregman is kind of really chomping at the bit. So we're going to, after we get back, we're going to look at the lineup and we'll kind of see what the Rangers are offering, because the Rangers did make some trades and they definitely traded away Robinson Chirinos. I do believe that at one point they were about to trade Lance Lynn, but Lance Lynn is still with the Rangers, and that Rangers team, even with the new stadium, is not good. Speaking of not being good, have you ever been watching a game, then all of a sudden, uh-oh, you run out of beer? What about if you want some wine? It's date night and you want to have a wine at the table. Well, I guess during the COVID, you got to have date night at home unless you're ready to go to restaurants or whatever you want to do. What if you don't want to go to a store? Well, Postmates is something that you can do. It's a food delivery service, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service. All year round, anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. All you have to do is download the app for iOS or Android for free and browse the local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. You see the people coming to you, so you know when you need to be standing outside door or waiting for them to put it down on your doorstep. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for the first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That code is LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. And when you download the Postmates app, anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. I know there's a lot of fans out there that when James Click did not go out and make a trade at the trade deadline, they probably said, well, we need to go Indeed and find a new GM. Now, I'm pretty sure that James Click is going to get a little bit more luxury here. I don't think that they're going to just run him off because he didn't make a trade at the trade deadline. I think that he did exactly what he was supposed to do. But if you want to get somebody for your work who's not working very well, and you just want to get somebody who can maybe bring some new energy, why don't you go to Indeed.com? It's the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you the full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. you only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Within 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for 3 million people. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it and fast. Try Indeed on the free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offered valid through September 30th. The Astros have finished 33 games. They have a record of 19-14, which is the exact same record of the New York Yankees. And the New York Yankees version of Gerrit Cole is not what it's cracked up to be. He's still good, and the Yankees are still a good team, but they're lost in their last 10. They're 3-7, and the Astros are kind of going the other way, 6-4. If you would have asked a few days while they're on the winning streak there, you would have seen a little bit difference. But the run differential between the two teams are exactly the same, plus 23. The Astros have actually scored more runs this year, 176, than the Yankees at 162. But the Yankees have allowed a lot fewer runs at 139 versus 153 for the Astros. I don't know why I keep on comparing the Astros and Yankees. They're definitely in different divisions, and the only time we're going to face them is possibly in the playoffs. And hopefully it looks like the Astros are probably going to be second in the AL West at the minimum. The A's are now 2.5 games ahead of the Astros. The Astros have kind of won two in a row. Then you had that canceled game because an A's player, and I do want to say this on the last podcast, but what if it was Mike Fiers? They never said who it was, but what if it was Mike Fiers who had the coronavirus and he ended up costing the Astros and A's that game? But who knows? They're going to have to replay that at later date. I believe that they're going to do a five-game series down the road, which means the Astros will definitely be facing Mike Fiers unless he comes up with a mysterious injury or something like that. So the Astros are playing the Rangers. The Rangers have the second worst record in the division behind the Angels, and the third worst record in the American League behind the Angels and the Red Sox. I said the Red Sox. The Red Sox are a disgrace this year. And that's what happens when you go off and trade David Price and Mookie Betts. But they brought in some good players, and they're a young team now. I know that Rafael Devers is probably the grizzled vet there now, but Alex Verdugo will do some good there. Chris Sale, he's out for the year. So everything just happened for the Red Sox. Maybe their window is closed, and I don't think the Astros' window is closed, and I think that James Click thinks that they still have some time. But the biggest thing with this coming offseason is going to be George Springer. I know that he's back in the lineup, and he's hitting better, but he's still not the same type of guy. So versus the Rangers tonight, you're going to have George Springer batting first, Jose Altuve batting second, then Michael Brantley batting third, Yuli Gurriel at first base, and then unfortunately, the legend of Kyle Tucker drops from the cleanup spot. So he'll be back there tomorrow, but I could just imagine Dusty Baker saying, let me see if I put Gurriel there, see how much hotter he can get. But maybe they're just going to put the whoever's the hottest in the cleanup spot from here on out. But Carlos Correa is batting after that, and Josh Reddick, Abraham Toro, and then Dustin Granot is next. And Valdez is on the mound, and I'd love this. I love to watch him pitch. I know that the Rangers are going with a starter or opener, Luis Garcia, today. He is a right-handed pitcher, so it's basically going to be opener-type day where it's going to be a bullpen and all that stuff. So tomorrow we're going to have Christian Javier versus Kobe Allard, and then on Thursday, it's going to be TBA for the Astros versus Lance Lynn, who is still with the Rangers. And there is a lot of concern about this series. Would it be canceled because of the test? And I believe that other than that one player, hopefully it's Mike Fiers. I don't know why I'm saying hopefully, but that's just kind of mean. But anyway, those rats, I mean, those that they had to stay in Houston until they all came back negative. So outside of that one player, all the A's were okay. And basically, they're able to play. The Astros are able to play. And we get to watch them baseball because I was so afraid that this is, with all the games that the Marlins and you saw the Cardinals, to name a few teams, how many games they missed this season. I didn't want the Astros being in a situation where they had to play a lot of doubleheaders and all that type of stuff. So hopefully the Astros are going to go out there and get a W today. And afterwards, Brett will and I will go ahead and talk about this game, but I just want to get a quick one out since I didn't do one last night. And it is okay that James Click did not go out and trade for somebody. You don't want to trade somebody for, what, 27 games of action in the playoffs. I think that James Click did the right thing. The Astros are playing good baseball. And if they want to upgrade the rotation this offseason, they can go do it then. But I think they have some more pressing concerns with George Springer and the entire outfield technically becoming a free agent. So that's all we got for this Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you check back later, and we'll go ahead and talk some more Astros baseball. And go Astros, and don't forget to go check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast.